This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Amber, it's no secret that I really like seeing my name on things, seeing my face on things. And it's...
You wet your pants that day that we got water bottles.
Oh, that was a great day.
Yeah.
Remember the day we got a billboard?
Yes.
Oh, that was like heaven for me.
No one cares anymore.
No. So. But I mean, even like just things like if I get a hoodie on it and like my Mildura Heat hoodie, it's got Billows on the back.
Yeah.
I like that sort of thing. So when the opportunity arose that we were getting married, I found a place that makes custom cake toppers.
Yeah.
And of course, I got one made of Carly and myself to sit on top.
It's really cool because it's like, it's a very cash, stripped back, everyday Billows and Carly. Like, you're wearing a Batman shirt on the cake topper. And
she's wearing her active wear.
Yeah. Cute.
It's pretty cool. And it was something that I'm like, look, it's not cheap, but I'm going to keep it forever. I want it in my office.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you eat the cake. You spend God knows how much money on a cake.
Yeah.
You eat that. That's gone. The cake topper, that'll last a lifetime.
Still got that. But I wanted to get to keep it nice and safe and not dusty or exposed was just a little glass dome of some form.
Like in Beauty and the Beast?
Like in Beauty and the Beast. That's exactly what I was looking for,
okay.
Amber.
Great.
And I was in Kmart, and I saw that they had little glass domes for God knows what.
For cakes, I'd say.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Either way, it was a...
Not cake toppers. Cakes.
It looked a bit small. I knew it was going to be a line ball whether this thing fit in it.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm not going to buy it because I'm not confident it's going to fit.
Yeah.
So I went home, got the cake topper, popped it in my backpack, and went back to Kmart.
Okay.
At this, because I'm like, oh, I'll measure it up.
Yeah.
If it fits, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
The problem is, you look like an absolute narcissist when you're carrying around a figurine of yourself. So, I go find my little glass dome and I'm looking round, you know, the same way someone would look if they were planning on robbing the joint.
True.
Oh, I've got my backpack out. Oh, did I mention I'm in my full motorbike gear?
Then I get so paranoid that the cameras are watching me and they think that I'm going to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm not.
That's spot on.
But think about this. Like when you go to a store, you can go into the change rooms and try on the clothes. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to try the cake.
Yeah, but I
dome topper thing.
I can't take the cake topper and a figurine of myself into the change room. It's even going to look dodgier again. So I've got my glass bowl thing, walking around looking sus as hell till I find a nice quiet little aisle that no one's in.
Yeah.
Book section. That's always safe. No one reads anymore.
Read a book, guys.
Come on.
God.
That shouldn't be the quietest part in there. Chuck it on, doesn't quite fit, and I'm like, oh, damn, that's disappointing.
But at least, you knew.
Yeah, and at least I only got caught by four people while I was doing it looking like a tool.
Do you like candles, Billows?
It's no secret, I love a scented candle.
Yeah.
They're all around our house. I love them.
They're all around our house as well. We have, and we've got a few in our bedroom.
Okay.
And there's a candle on boyfriend Riz's side of the bed, on his bedside table.
What scent?
Fig Fatale.
Okay.
From Party Loft.
Yeah, okay, not bad, not bad.
Yes. So there's like a candle on his side of the bed and then on the other side of the room there's like a salt lamp. It's very nice. It's very ambient.
Yes, very nice. Now, you are just straight hippies at your house.
I've always...
How much incense have you got burning?
We actually do incense as well.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You must stink.
I've always been like a bit dubious of the candle that's on Riz's side of the bed.
Why
it's a small bedside table. There's a lamp, his phone, the remote, and a candle. Actually, he's got a pot plant on there as well. So
this sounds... I think I know where this story's going now. Is this area some form of fire hazard, Amber?
I've always been a bit dubious of the candle, and I've said to him a few times, I'm like, we should probably, like, A, either get a bigger bedside table.
Yep.
Or... move the candle.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because have you got anything on your bedside table? Do you have one?
Yeah, I have one. Mine's even smaller again. And I just put my phone on
there's
there.
There's room for one phone.
Yeah. So there's a lot of room for error on Riz's bedside table.
This is dicey ground.
Look, last night as I was falling asleep, I was drifting off to the sweet sound of David Attenborough's Planet Earth 2.
Oh, that's too interesting to go to sleep to.
No, it was lovely because I love, you know, I just love him.
Yeah, he's great.
So I'm drifting off to the sweet sound of Davy Attenborough.
Yeah.
When I'm suddenly jolted awake by the sound of this.
What was it?
That's swear words.
Oh, that's censored swear words radio. Oh,
yes.
There was a debacle.
He's knocked over the candle.
Oh, God.
There's wax everywhere.
Of course.
It's all over his phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like all the buttons are stuck together now on the remotes. The candle wax is everywhere.
Did a fire start?
No.
Oh,
no,
thank
fire.
Goodness.
But the first thing I said was, did it get on the carpet? And he said, no, and then I've gone back to sleep. He, like, got up and cleaned it all up. He said, I was going to leave it. And then he said, if I didn't get up, I wouldn't have been able to, like, turn off my alarm on my phone in the morning. It was, like, everywhere. So,
look,
Amber was right. Riz was wrong.
Don't you hate doing the ha-ha, I'm right, when there's an actual crisis going on? It's like, I don't mean to, I told you so in the middle of all this, but told you so.
Nah, after I asked about, did it get on the carpet, I was just straight back to sleep. I just didn't even care.
You are a dickhead, the biggest dickhead. You are today's biggest dickhead. This is a big world with lots of dickheads. But you are the winner today. Okay.
That song's going to be stuck in my head all day.
Happens every time we
every
do this.
Every time.
You're just marching around, humming it to yourself.
Yep.
So, Amber, we all know, got back from honeymoon a week ago. I'd been in Bali for 2 weeks.
Bali.
And one of the things I was apprehensive about going to Bali for was because not just that it's where a lot of Australians go, so you're not really escaping.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's where a lot of bogan Australians go.
Yeah, it's cheap. It's not that far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a genuine thing. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to get sick of how good are these cheap beers?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just
heaps of Holden Commodore singlets.
So many Southern Cross tattoos. and all in all, there wasn't any dramas.
Okay.
In bars, you'd see them like people who have been to Bali 15 times and they know the ropes and all that sort of stuff. I want to talk about just two. I bumped into two people who made me embarrassed to be Australians.
Oh,
it's in a pretty high tourist area in Kuta, and just walking through, and there was a lot of foot traffic, a lot of tourists, mostly international though. Not a lot of Australians in that area, but I heard the distinctive accent of two Australian blokes trying to get through, and they are literally going beep beep. Beep, beep.
Oh, my God.
Beep, beep. And I'm like, no way. These
Why can't
people
you say,
are not,
excuse me?
I kid you not. They went past me. They're still beep, beeping. And I said to them, are you effing serious?
Oh, and they, wow. Cranky billows.
Oh, by this point, I was getting sick of people.
Cross guy.
And I was embarrassed because they're Australians and they're representing me as well.
Yeah.
And next time I go into a place like, oh, here's one of those beep, beep blokes.
Yeah.
And they looked at me and went, it's the only thing they understand.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, that is
the most arrogant
thing I've ever heard, because it looked like it was mostly tourists around. So they're just doing what these guys are doing, just trying to get through to the next thing, next cheap beer, next Ned Kelly tattoo.
Yeah.
And these two are just like, nah, where we're going is more important. So, you know what? Beep, beep.
So what are they?
They are today's digger of the day.
One, two, three.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours, which one will it be,
Would you rather?
Amber.
Yo.
We sweat or poo boogers?
We. So you're in this as well, so
no,
my decision.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean. Whiz. Urine.
Oh, we are. No,
pee.
I didn't. I genuinely thought you meant you and I.
Yeah,
like,
you and I just get to sweat together. Stop hitting on me. And do you want poo boogers?
No. Wait. That was the question?
Yes.
We
sweat.
Okay.
So you sweat wee or your boogers are poo. This is very straightforward. I don't know why you're having so much trouble with this.
Well, if the boogers are poo, then there's poo up my nose.
Yep. Spot on.
I'm less upset about sweat being wee. You've got to
be the wee sweat girl.
I sweat wee. I'm very confused.
How are you struggling with this so much? You sweat urine or your boogers are poo.
Okay.
This isn't complicated.
All right.
This is the lowbrowest one we've done thus far, and you're like,
shut up.
Wait, what about sweat? Wee sweat or poo boogers?
We sweat.
So you're going to smell of wee.
I'd rather smell of wee than smell of poo.
Yeah, but no one else smells your poo. It can be your secret.
I don't want to smell the poo.
But you're going to smell the wee along with everyone else.
I'm looking out for number one. I don't care if everyone else can smell my wee.
Yeah, but you're going to smell it too. And it's all asparagus-y. So now you're like trying to hang out with your mates and they're like, oh, it's tipped,
good.
It's tipped 32 degrees. Let's not hang out with old wee sweat Wheatland. She's just going to ruin the whole afternoon.
I hate people. It's fine.
You love people.
I'm not.
Friends aren't hanging out with you if it's too warm or if they're going to have the heater on or if they're doing anything remotely energetic.
I stand by my decision to sweat wee.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer, of course, but still, you're a horrible person. Is it going to be another story? Will it be a naughty? Or will maybe today it be sporty at 6:40?
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
Thank you.
What have we got?
We've got a naughty, of course. I mean, I tried to tantalise you with a bit of the chance it might be a sporty.
I can't help if I'm not interested in a sport article.
Look. Every now and then one will come up and we will cover it, but no sport has happened in the last 24 hours, so we are sorry. So we are going to go all the way to India, Amber, where police have arrested someone they have been on the hunt for quite a while. This is a burglar who has broke into over 15 houses in the Niyatikara district.
Okay, in India.
In India, he's stolen various items as well as cash.
Is it naughty because he's being naughty?
No, Amber, it is naughty because before he breaks into any of these houses, he strips naked, pops his nicks over his head to shield who he is. Look. Mm. I'm not a burglar, Amber.
No.
I haven't put a lot of thought into this. I do know that if I wanted to mask my face, I would probably go with...
like a balaclava.
Balaclava, bandana to at least cover the bottom half, maybe even some form of mask.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use my own underpants.
Yeah.
Because that's gross. Why would I want it on my face? I mean, I clean regularly. I still don't want...
Yeah. Also, the fact that he's just like swinging around while burglaring someone.
Yeah.
Burglaring?
Burgling. There we go. We got there.
Yeah. Imagine having, like, one of my biggest fears in this life is a home intruder in my house.
While you're naked?
No. I wasn't even thinking.
Just in general.
Just in general.
Oh, because I was thinking about when I'm naked, I hate doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, I love being naked. It's the best.
Yeah.
But if
there's a fire or something and you've got to, like, make a
I was more meaning if I just have to, like, reach down for something on the ground, I all of a sudden feel really exposed. So I can't imagine going like, well, it's burgling time.
Yeah.
Better whip all my clothes off.
So odd.
Yeah.
And they found him?
They got him.
Good.
What happens if you need a quick getaway or something like that? And all of a sudden you're like, oh, God, I've got my nicks on my head.
Maybe
I don't have my shoes on.
Maybe he thinks it's like more aerodynamic if he's not wearing any clothes and he can like sleek around like a dolphin.
Nah, you're swinging in the wind.
That's right. And, what an idiot.
And I've checked the numbers. Dolphins don't burgle a lot of houses.
It's true.
They are sleek, though.
Yeah.
This guy has been caught, and I think he's going to be popular in prison.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Took a real turn. Oh, guys. Toys R Us went into administration earlier this week.
It's sad. Like, I think America and the UK went first and Australia is following suit now. Sad.
There's about 700 employees in Australia that, you know, now sadly won't have a job.
Yeah, it's awful.
So that was the first part. Now Toys R Us have come out and told customers that gift cards will be on it, provided. So there's a big but there.
Yeah.
That customers spend additional equivalent.
Yeah. So if you've got a $100 gift card, you've got to spend $200 in store. $100 your own money plus a $100 gift card.
Yep.
To make it valid.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd be upset.
People online are losing it.
Yeah.
Really upset. You know, and you do think, like, think of the children. Like, there's kids now that might not get birthday presents or Christmas presents, depending on, like, how organized you are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, mum and dad probably can't afford to spend $200 just to redeem their $200 gift card.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awful.
It is really sad.
It's not how gift cards work, dude.
Yeah, and I would be dirty as hell, but a company going into administration, it changes the game. The rules change, unfortunately. And again, I'm not taking anyone's side, because if I had a Toys R Us gift card, I would be so dirty.
Yeah, but it's like now now that they've gone into administration, they're just like changing the goalposts to, you know, suit them.
Yeah, 100%. That's what administration does. It's really, and it is unfair, but they're like, we've got no money. What do you want us to do?
And then the customers are like, we've got no money either, man.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just, there are 44 Toys R Us in Australia.
Oh, so. I thought there would have been more than that. That's surprising.
Yeah. Times are changing.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Did we just do that whole bit so that you could get to that awful play on words?
Changing rules are us.
This is bottom shelf gear.
How dare you?
You built me up with outrage for parents just so you could get in a bit of...
Maybe.
The worst!
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.